Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 18th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. AT&T announced it's launching 5G mobile service in Atlanta, Charlotte, North Carolina, Dallas, Houston, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, Florida, Louisville, Kentucky, Oklahoma City, New Orleans, Raleigh, North Carolina, San Antonio, and Waco, Texas on Friday. AT&T promised to launch 5G service in 2018, so it's making good on that, although the service is only available via a mobile hotspot until 5G-capable phones start becoming available next year. The hotspot will cost $499 upfront, and 15 gigabytes of data will cost $70 per month. AT&T says it plans to add service in parts of Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Nashville, Orlando, San Diego, San Francisco, and San Jose, California in 2020. Charter Communications, which owns Spectrum, agreed to a $174.2 million settlement over a 2017 lawsuit in New York that it misled customers about internet speeds. The lawsuit was led by former Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, alleging that speeds were up to 80% slower than what Charter advertised. $62.5 million will reportedly be refunded to 700,000 active customers, who will each be refunded between $75 and $150. Another $110 million will go towards free streaming services and premium cable channels distributed to 2.2 million subscribers in New York. Google announced it removed millions of Play Store reviews and ratings in the last week, and also removed thousands of apps it believed had received suspicious reviews and ratings. The company wants to weed out app developers who buy ratings and reviews to deceive users or ruin competitors' reputations, or developers that use in-app rewards for user ratings and reviews. The company will also attempt to quell uncivil users who use profane, hateful, or off-topic language in reviews by asking other Play Store users to report any reviews that users suspect are breaking rules. The company says it's trying to clean out the Play Store and promote real, constructive feedback. Twitter introduced a new toggle feature in its iOS app to switch from the ranked timeline to that old, fun, reverse chronological feed. The company says it understands that Twitter users find real-time tweets important during live stream events like sports games or the Oscars. Twitter also says the feature will roll out to other platforms in the coming weeks. ARM is adding the Cortex A76AE CPU with focus on automotive applications to its portfolio. ARM is first to feature the split lock technology that allows two CPU cores to operate in a configurable lockstep operation mode and lets the units process tasks together, achieving a required level of functional safety of the software that's run on the system. Google Home can now read events from a G Suite account. Multiple calendars on Google Home have been available for more than a year, but previously did not support birthday or holiday calendars or shared calendars created by a G Suite account or imported calendars. Looking up. Cisco announced plans to buy semiconductor company Luxtera for $660 million in cash and assumed equity. Cisco says that Luxtera's advanced chips will help it meet business client demand for faster and higher performing network service. The companies hope to finalize the acquisition in the third quarter of Cisco's fiscal year 2019. And finally, HQ Trivia is delaying its premiere of a new game show called HQ Words, which was scheduled to debut Tuesday. This follows the death of company CEO Colin Kroll. Google's scheduled ad campaign for the show has been postponed until Wednesday, December 19th, and HQ Words will air Sunday, December 23rd. The Google sponsorship will include promoting Google Assistant, phones, and other devices during the game. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.